SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
Every industry sort of has to account for its carbon footprint and come up with plans around how it plans to curb its carbon footprint and carbon emissions. The built environment accounts for 50% of the world's annual CO2 emissions. That number is shockingly high. I would not have imagined it to be the built environment. Roger Hislop, who is the Energy Management System Executive at CBI Energy, joins us. Roger, there's all of this innovation around designing green buildings and designing green processes. Surely that would have mitigated that number much lower than I would have imagined.
Hi, good morning, Oliver. The short answer is, in theory, yes; in practice, no. And a lot of it is that the issue of reducing carbon dioxide was a very desirable one, but not a very, call it, business critical problem to solve. And it's only now that the price of electricity is spiking and then spiking and then spiking again that people are suddenly going, we actually do need to reduce our consumption, first of all, because we want to reduce carbon dioxide, but more importantly, because it's just costing us too much. So I think the spike in the price of electricity has really focused attention on carbon dioxide reduction for not necessarily the best reason in the world, but either way, we are where we are.
Yeah. Is there enough investment into improving the technology responsible, at least the technology that can mitigate the problem?
Not really. Something that's astonished me, that whenever I try to do research on this, there's a pile of information about the generation of electricity. There's a pile of detail about the distribution of electricity. But there's very, very little information about how people consume electricity. What do they consume it on? When do they consume it? Why do they consume it?
Yeah.
So there's all these kind of big buckets that people talk about, but there's very poor understanding of electricity consumption. And that's where we saw a very big opportunity, is bringing some relatively simple but very robust, very flexible technology to market to manage the consumption of electricity. Because in most cases, people, they know that they're paying a lot, but they don't quite know what they're spending their energy bill on. And then the second thing is, often people get penalized for exceeding maximum demand penalty thresholds, but they don't know why or how or what they can do about it. So I think the question, is there enough investment in it? No. Has it now started to flow? Yes.
Perhaps.
And I think this is going to be a very, very rapidly growing space of energy management, energy reduction, energy monitoring, just understanding how to make it more efficient, how we use it.
Perhaps in 30 seconds, what's the one step that will take us to a carbon-free future in the built environment?
There's a need to firstly save energy. There's an enormous amount of waste. We probably waste at least 10 to 20% of our energy. And there's an old saying that the cheapest watt to generate is the watt you don't use. So the first thing is, we need to understand what are we using energy for. The second thing is to reduce it. So things that don't need to be on, they shouldn't be on. Leave computers to turn them on and off, because computers are disciplined and they just get on with the job. People can get a bit sloppy, they can get lazy. So leave it to technology to do the things that technology is good at, which is managing things.
Absolutely. Roger, thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, Roger, we have run out of time over there, but thank you so much for that. Really, really, really do appreciate it. Roger Hislop, who is the Energy Management System Executive at CBI, the circuit breaker industry. Yeah, wastage, let's cut down on the 20%, is incredibly high in numbers. I can't stand by with your sports.
This is SAFM Sport with Zai Khan.